December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thank you for joining me. We have a very busy and what I believe will wind up being an important program today. We sent out an email. I say we, me. That was me in front of the keyboard at, I think, 3 in the morning last night, sending out an email of a list of topics that I'm intending to cover this weekend. It's hard to say from week to week, folks, what will materialize, because the issues that bear exploration and the various cases that come to my attention and developments that come to my attention are, of course, beyond my control. And this week we have some extremely critical discussions and topics to cover, and we're going to get right into it. First, let me point out that the call-in number today is 1-800-313-9443, and after the first segment or so, I plan to integrate those calls to the best of my limited ability. Let me also remind you, please, that this program is specifically for entertainment purposes only, and please take that under advisement. That should be the only advisement that you acquire during today's program. This is a marketplace of free ideas by free men and women acting in their sovereign capacity as living, breathing men and women, as opposed to dead corporate entity, legal fiction, corporate sub-corporations of the United States, also known as U.S. persons. I do not recommend that you take any of our discussions and implement the technologies in your own lives. Each of you must take responsibility for your own decisions. And as you'll see by the first topic we'll be covering, we should be very cautious in our undertakings. We should, each of us has responsibility to ourselves, to our families, and to the Lord who breathed life into our bodies, to use all due appropriate caution, to accept responsibility for our actions, to delay gratification, and to look to the Lord for grace in making these important decisions. If you have questions about the program or about your own cases, as always, please send me an email, and I'll ask that you send it to Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, dot America, and you sure as heck need to know how to spell that on your own, at hotmail.com, hotmail.com. And please, folks, before you send 80 gig attachments, please just query first. It's not unusual for me during the course of the day to have a slew of attachments that come in, many of them attached to emails that say, Sam, please review this and get back to me by the end of business today. And I've actually never met the fellow. It's not even a signed email. I don't know who I'm communicating with. So please think about these actions. Think about the Lord's law, the law, before you undertake such actions. And one of the laws is do unto others as you do unto, actually, as you wish they would do unto you. That would be my interpretation of the law, Lord's law. We're going to get right into our discussion and our four or five topics of interest right after this break, folks.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, my friend. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. A corollary to that ethic of reciprocity, which we most of us know as do unto others as you would have them do unto you, might be to do unto others as they would have you do unto them. And this allows for differences in personal taste, of course, but always remaining within the parameters of the law, capital L. What do we mean by the law? Well, I might observe that the Lord did not fill law libraries across the world with millions and millions of words of no concern to him or to others, and endless texts so publishing houses and lawyers could become wealthy in a material sense. The Lord spoke plainly and continues to speak plainly, if we'll only hear what he has to say. Thou shall not kill. Four words. You don't need reams and volumes and shelves of books to interpret that. Thou shall not steal. What sort of interpretation does that mean? men like O.J. Simpson may require millions and millions of words on meaningless pages, but Christian men and women who honor their words do not. Anyway, we have, today is Saturday, December 22nd. I'll be on the air again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I guess that would be our Christmas show. But let me extend a hearty and heartfelt wish for everyone listening to my voice and those who are not to have a joyous and a reflective Christmas, an opportunity to reflect on the birth of our Lord and understand his purpose here on earth and how his birth carries implications for every minute, every second of our lives, our short lives spent on this planet. So I wish you a joyous celebration of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, and may we all share in his wisdom. I'm hoping that today's program will live up to that legacy. I believe it will be one of the most informative programs that we've ever held. I appreciate your joining me, and we will continue this conversation, if we fall short this afternoon, tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today and tomorrow we'll be discussing how to defend a notary public from attack for practicing law without a license. I see lots of those, and I have a hand oft times in replying, but we just recently put together an administrative response that I think you'll find of great interest. We'll be discussing how drawing funds from Treasury, how drawing against a so-called Treasury direct account is a sure way to get yourself arrested. And there seems to be some confusion about that on the internet, which I'm going to address as our first topic in about 1 minute. And that's a topic that I hope all of you will listen to with open ears and an open heart. We'll be discussing how to register payment instruments in the public prior to presentation, how to reclaim all of one's mortgage payments with a 1099A overlay if we issue a notice of release of a mortgage or other security interest using the self-executing power of attorney that we have the power and authority to execute in our administrative remedies by consent of the other party. And we will be discussing a topic that's included in the last couple of Law Merchant Research retreat CDs. Now, those are not generally available. They're only given to people who attend the conference for the purpose of aiding their mentorship, their apprenticeship, their learning to be mentors. And those CDs have obviously a wealth of documents organized according to the BIC method. This is a topic I haven't spoken about much, but you'll find some documents on that CD in folder number one, the reference folder, about the use of Coast Guard filing procedures to achieve a registered maritime lien that is, in fact, in man's law, the highest form of lien in existence. And that might be something you should give a look at. I believe there may be some additional materials on that also in the enforcement folder in the primary enforcement strategies. I could be wrong on that, but it might be worth a glance. So, folks, you don't want to tune out to watch Ball State and the Harvard School of Nonsense duke it out over a piece of pigskin today. I suggest we leave that to the Jesuits for now and get on with the business at hand. First of all, did anyone hear the news report that a court in Italy ruled that a boy named Friday must thereafter be called Edward, because Friday would subject the boy to ridicule? except, of course, from those children who had been named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, I guess. And also, those people who are named June and August, like Augustus Caesar. So where does ridicule begin and end, I guess? It's sort of ironic, a corporation choosing the name. But just like all those churches who, upon incorporating, lost all knowledge that the church association remained a viable body politic operating in tandem with the religious organization corporation, and all those churches, anyone who's a member of a mainstream corporate church listening to my voice, it is true. You are actually able to invite politicians to the pulpit and ignore all of the so-called statutory restrictions of being a 501c3 religious organization or a subcorporation of whatever state you're incorporated within. You can still function as the church body politic, and if I were to do that in an organized sense, I would probably just make an announcement. The events unfolding here today are not unfolding within the venue of the church of whatever it is, a corporation, but are unfolding within the venue of the church association known as the ministry of whatever. I imagine that few of the people in Italy have that understanding either. They don't understand, as most Americans don't, and probably 99.999% of people around the world do not understand, that they too retain that unalienable right to operate in their du jour or rerum natura capacity. I imagine that those folks have also lost the ability to see who they are and what they are. Don't we as proud Americans hate all those filthy Chinese communists who require their people to ask for permission to get married? How is Italy any different? Do we ever ask ourselves, what exactly did we do when we applied for a marriage license? Did we not ask for permission to get married? Oh, we didn't? Well, if we refused to submit to a blood test or comply with any other order, would not the county to which we had applied have withheld the license? Well, the answer is obvious. Of course they would have. And in our stupor, a state of amnesia, where we have lost all cultural links to the past other than that which the corporation wishes us to maintain, would not all the ministers and justices of the peace and the judges, those who believe they're empowered to perform marriage, would they not think that they lack the authority to perform the marriage if the license was not granted, when in fact they only lack the authority to execute the civil contract for sexual commerce, which has been disguised as marriage, and which has given the state the profit, the rights to the profits and proceeds of the marriage. And it is that contract, my friends, that the Italian legislature is trading upon, and there's probably not a handful of people in Italy who understand that. That court is merely naming its property according to its own standards, for its own purposes, for its own profit and gain. To all our listeners in Italy, and I don't know if there are thousands or just two, I ask you, if you need to apply to the state for an acceptable name for your children, then whose children are they? Either the children belong to the state, or the state is requiring a name for some other entity which has been disguised to look like the child. Namely, the account which was created when mom applied for the certificate of live birth, in which mom granted, in her ignorance, permission for the child to be disguised, more or less, as a legal fiction participant in commerce. And that's why we talk so much about commerce and law merchant strategies. Anyway, if you're a newcomer to the program, you might want to download this broadcast and play that particular segment a few times and fully digest what it is to be a legal fiction and what it is not to be a legal fiction. We'll be back in just a minute, folks, and we're going to talk about the most important topic this weekend. Please join me.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners on Saturday, December 22nd. We're in our pre-Christmas spirit, I hope. And as I was saying before the break, if you're a newcomer to this program, you might wish to download today's broadcast and play that last segment a few times until you can truly fully digest and fully appreciate and understand the significance of what happens when we sign our children into the United States Federal Corporation pursuant to 28 U.S.C. 3002, I believe is the section. And thereafter, those children have to ask for permission for an infinite number of privileges disguised as unalienable rights. Privileges in Italy, which is no different than the United States, it's just another de facto corporate fiction, in Italy having to ask for permission to acquire a particular name for the legal fiction. Anyway, that said, I would like to talk for a few minutes about something that we should really guard against and seems highly prescient at this time of the year, and that is negativity. Folks, we're surrounded by provocateurs, and their job is to use disinformation to access that portion of your brain which is ready to revert to all of the sacred fictions that you were fed day in and day out by the minute through most of your life by your well-intentioned parents, by your well-intentioned teachers, by your not-so-well-intentioned friends, by the definitely nefariously intentioned television and entertainment communities. So here's a redacted email I received a day or two ago, and it caught my eye, and I thought it might be of interest to you. Sam, can you comment on Barton's comments here in conjunction with the Zero Your Account process? Would we be presenting any negotiable instruments against Treasury Direct accounts? And this came in from a woman whose first name is Judy. And I thank you for the email, Judy. The Barton she refers to, of course, is Barton Buttes. And what we're talking about here is the most important topic to law merchants. It's attitude, negativity, safety, results. This is all one topic, believe it or not. And exactly who we are that claim to be law merchants acting in our sovereign capacity. So when I heard the term Treasury Direct Account, it caught my curiosity because a Treasury Direct Account is a public fiction, and it's something we don't name, we don't use, and we want no part of under most circumstances. And here's the email to which Judy referred in hers. Quote, let's cut to the – this is an email that it has been attributed to Barton Buttes. I don't know for a fact that it came from Barton, but it appears to have come from Barton. And when I say Barton, I'm talking about a man that I consider to be a hero of mine and a mentor and a courageous man over the years. So Barton supposedly said, let's cut to the heart of it. I have been accused in court by the IRS CID of helping people prepare and present negotiable instruments against Treasury Direct accounts. They want to put me away for up to 150 years. I have not done this, but they consider such actions to be very serious. At some point, those who use the Treasury Direct approach, whether it be from Sam Kennedy or any other source, are going to be charged by the DOJ. Excuse me. We now know the label UCC Contract Trust, which, by the way, was popularized by Barton. It was even back in the late 90s, it was included on the bills of exchange that were sent to Treasury to clean up the so-called exemption account. But Barton's the one who popularized that, and I remember Barton even back in 2003 talking out loud that we should not be using the term TDA, Treasury Direct Account, and he was absolutely right. We now know the label UCC Contract Trust is an in-house designation by the IRS for the Individual Master File Trust. That has no association with the U.S. Treasury. Records on the trusts on every living American are kept by the Internal Revenue Service and the International Monetary Fund, not the Department of the Treasury. I have heard from some that Mr. Kennedy, I guess he's referring to me, is no longer using the Treasury Direct designation. But so much of his material is still out there with that designation, it may take some time to correct it all. My main problem is to bring forth absolute proof that the trusts I have discovered are not Treasury accounts. This is made more difficult since some of my mail seeking this confirmation is now being intercepted. I strongly urge you to be very careful about any accepted for value presentment against the Treasury Direct account that will lead to trouble, Barton. Now, let me point out that every place Barton used the term Treasury Direct account, it was capitalized, capital T, capital D, capital A. And the weird thing is that I could not agree more with everything Barton advocated in his email. Other than the statements about me, my technology and Treasury Direct using the Treasury Direct designation. No patriot should ever be attempting to draft a so-called Treasury Direct account. Hear my words, because I've been saying this for years. No patriot should ever attempt to draft the Department of Treasury or a Treasury Direct account. And we will pick that message up right after a brief break, my folks. My friends, don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking about a very, very crucial topic to the health and welfare of law merchant patriots everywhere. And that is this idea of writing a draft of some sort, a closed account check, whatever it may be, against the United States Treasury or against a so-called Treasury Direct Account, capital T, capital D, capital A. As I said, I couldn't agree with Barton more strongly. Now, a Treasury Direct Account is a public account basically for brokering U.S. securities. I'm not sure how Barton would come to the conclusion that any of materials that were spawned in my head cite a Treasury Direct Account, but I actually continue to viscerally urge people to avoid the use of any such terminology. It's not wise. And it will divert your papers in a direction you might not be happy with. We do not write instruments against a Treasury Direct Account or the United States Treasury. Is that clear, folks? So if you're tempted to use one of those BOEs cropping up again from California, I urge you to think twice for your own safety. And because it's not the right thing to do. It's not what the Lord tells us to do. We do not draft instruments against the United States Treasury. That would not only be foolishness, but it would be technically bizarre. It makes no sense whatsoever. We don't even draft instruments that look like they might be saying that. That's foolishness. Your instrument should say what your intention is. And I can tell you unequivocally, I have never once written such an instrument, nor advocated the writing of such an instrument. The only time the term TDA has ever appeared in anything that I've been associated with is on the original Bill of Exchange, which I did not write, that most of us used for many years back in the late 90s and early 21st century in tidying our accounts with the United States trustee. And that Bill of Exchange did mention TDA. However, I did actually write a revised version of that. It's the only revised version I've ever seen. It's not in wide distribution, but I wrote it and forwarded it to Cindy and Byron Beers, and I went to speak with Cindy about it. It turned out to be, fortuitously, the very day that she was arrested. So we never did have that discussion. So that was back, I think, in 2003, perhaps. And so my feeling that the term Treasury Direct Account doesn't belong in our verbiage or in our materials goes way back and is strong and heartfelt, and I urge you to consider that in your procedures. I also received this email last night, surprisingly. Quote, here's a carbon copy of a letter I wrote to someone giving me their opinion of the effectiveness of a remedy using indemnity, pass-through, promissory note bonds. I have mastered several kinds of real estate contracts, but what I am seeing here is highly unusual, and the ambiguity that follows the great dream of, quote, now get this, folks, unlimited money from the Treasury, unquote, is becoming a heartbreaker even to someone like me with crocodile skin and saintly patience. What gives? Like it or not, people will flock to you for advice when you tell them it is possible to get all the money you need from the Treasury. It's just too good an offer. And my response began to this fellow, yes, they will. But who on earth would tell them that? I certainly hope no one's out there at private seminars telling people that they can, quote, get all the money you need from Treasury, unquote. If I was this fellow, I wouldn't even mention such a concept to his friends or his pen pals on whatever study groups he's participating on the internet, because that's apparently where he received that information. Because those people are sure to get in trouble, like all those folks who have used BOEs and closed account checks that attempted to draw against a Treasury account, a conceived or constructive or implied Treasury account. It is not the correct thing to do. The thing is, over the years, those of you who know me have heard me mention over the years consistently that I do not advocate the use of bills of exchange or any such instrument, any such public policy instrument as currency. That's when you'll get yourself into trouble. Hence, not one party that I've ever worked with has ever had trouble in that domain. There's not a party that comes to mind. I could be wrong, but I do not recall one, and that would have been a big problem because we would have had to address that. Who has ever had trouble in using instruments the way we advocate? And I'll tell you what that way is in just a minute. And I've held this belief for years. The only BOEs that we've used that were even closely related to what's being implied here are the ones that went into notary escrow And that was a favorite trick of ours for years, you may recall, with our earlier administrative remedies. Place the instrument in notary escrow, ask them to come in and pick it up. They never do. And then send the instrument along to Treasury for liquidation. You're really liquidating the dishonor. And those are perfectly acceptable uses, especially when no such instrument is being used to place a lien on a so-called Treasury direct account or a UCC contract trust account. So what have I used for payment in all those years when I was honing my skills prior to the BIC method? Simple. A straightforward global acceptance for value. It's safe. It's technically correct. It's the banker's method for returning process to be set off against our credit. Granted, it's not very fancy. No BOEs, no closed account checks, not even a mention of an exemption account. Not one time. Which is why my enthusiasm for BIC ran just wild at my very first exposure to it. Here's my payment statement. Let me see if I can dig this out there. Yeah, here's my payment statement from one of the earliest comprehensive administrative remedies when I started really getting serious about shifting liability. This dates back to 2002. And the paragraph is entitled Tender of Consideration. This is what was sent in to a court in 2002 to close the matter. You are hereby authorized and ordered to use my credit, prepaid account number, and we listed the EIN number, by previous acceptance of the U.S. trustee as consideration in exchange for payment of any and all accrued liabilities attributed to the defendant debtor up to the moment of settlement sufficient to close all accounts to a zero ending balance in the public record. Please identify any defect in the tender by deadline to permit timely correction. I guess that's pretty straightforward. And it's easy to understand if your background is substantial and you understand what terms such as accepted for value means. Because an acceptance for value is not based upon the value of the item that's being sent to you. You're not giving value, you're not giving consideration, although you are, but that's not what the term means. It merely means to do a set-off against a prepaid account. If I did work for somebody and I didn't take money back from them, if I placed funds into a credit card account or some other account, or if I turned in all of my property in 1933, is a living sovereign man exempt in the manner that we just reviewed in that particular paragraph? What did I say? Order to use my credit, prepaid account number such and such. And we signed that letter, of course, all property exempt by levy. So is a living sovereign man exempt? You bet he is, and they know it on the public side. That's one of the reasons that fellows like David Clarence and Keith Livingway can execute their process without following in the footsteps of less fortunate souls before them who are sitting in prison. We were way ahead of our time focusing on accepting for value. And again, that term for value has nothing to do with the value that's being given, but it's simply a legal definition, which means let's deduct it from that prepaid account. I already paid that. Deduct it. So from the beginning, I have thought that it's very important to stress safety first for most people, especially most people listening to this program, and I urge that again here. There will always be cutting-edge adventurers who are willing to push the envelope for everyone else, and I truly love those folks. They're courageous, and they're frontline warriors. But friends, for the rest of the people, caution about relying upon secondhand information from Barton, from me, from Winston, from Rice McLeod, from anyone, is really not the best way to achieve your education, your knowledge, and your goals. You really need to do your own research. You need to do your own investigation and satisfy your own questions. If I was in your place, if I intended to toss my hat into the ring, skillful practitioners of the Beneficiaries in Common Payment Method, which I've termed BIC, understand that it involves expanding funds under public policy by making deposits to Treasury, not withdrawals. We expand funds under public policy, and that statement should be absolutely clear to everyone who understands how money is created in our society by our signature. 90% of money is not what you think of as those paper green bills in your pocket. And we place those funds that we've created by our signature into the public hands, specifically on reserve for certain named account holder subsidiaries of the political corporate entity known as the United States. Yes, IRS keeps the books on the individual master file, but it is the United States, through its judiciary, that more often than not is making the claim with most of the people I work with. So we take those parties and we prepay certain funds into a reserve account which has their name on it, and that's the purpose of the indemnity bond. In fact, that's even how we present a copy of the indemnity bond to the offering party under the new BIC guidelines. Here is the indemnity bond which identifies the funds placed on reserve in your name, Mr. Jones. Simple, truthful, it might even be considered elegant because it truly conveys what we have done in language that they can understand. So it's no accident that I am not aware of a single indemnity bond, my friends, or a single offset bond that has ever been returned. Not one. There may be some out there, but I'm not aware of it. Let me read you from Title 31 of the United States Code, just if you'll give me 1 second to call it up here. Title 31, Section 3113, Accepting Gifts, subparagraph A, to provide the people of the United States with an opportunity to make gifts to the United States government to be used to reduce the public debt, subparagraph 1. The Secretary of the Treasury may accept for the government a gift of, subparagraph uppercase A, money made only on the condition that it be used to reduce the public debt. Now, doesn't that sound an awful lot like an indemnity bond that they're describing? Subparagraph uppercase B, an obligation of the government included in the public debt made only on the condition that the obligation be canceled and retired and not reissued. Let me read that again. The Secretary of the Treasury may accept for the government a gift of an obligation of the government, you mean like an indictment, included in the public debt, made only on the condition that the obligation be canceled and retired and not reissued. Sounds to me like they're describing everything. A cable bill, a tax bill, a contract with GMAC. Now, isn't this what Lewis McFadden was talking about? Why the heck haven't we been listening to Congressman Lewis McFadden in his speeches to Congress in 1934? The Secretary of the Treasury may accept for the government a gift of other intangible personal property made only on the condition that the property is sold and the proceeds from the sale used to reduce the public debt. You mean like accounts receivable that you've been unable to collect? Folks, it's all right there in their own statutory codes. Now, you know I don't look at codes very often, but skillful students of BIC, and that includes me because I'm a beginner, my friends, nothing more. I'm just a lowly sponge with millions of pores open to all the ideas and the wisdom and the examples and humility and righteousness of those good men and women that I observe from time to time around me. Skillful students of BIC understand that without their credit, none of the material advancements in society would have been possible, would have even been remotely possible. no goods would be available, no services would be available other than what you could probably barter off with your neighbor, because you wouldn't have a car to be going hundreds of miles, your children wouldn't have airplanes to be flying thousands of miles to Aruba to get themselves killed in a drunken stupor. Isn't that what Congressman McFadden was telling us? When all of your possessions are taken from you, let's say upon reporting to prison, isn't that a classic example? Who provides the room and board in prison? The Bureau of Prisons. They have to. You have nothing to pay with. So they either have to let you starve, which they cannot do in all good conscience, and so the Bureau of Prisons provides the bed, the protection racket, and the food. And the Bureau of Prisons is the United States. When all of your money, gold, houses, land, and personal possessions are taken from you, or were taken from you by the United States acting as proxy for the receiver in 1933, the receiver, of course, being Alan Greenspan's Federal Reserve Bank, who provides the necessities and even the luxuries of God's abundant earth? Well, they do, of course, just like being in prison. They're holding all the cash, all the value. It's our value. Are the creditor to that value. Public policy that the designers of this economic situation understood that. We'll pick this up after the break, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
People get all upset and they shiver and they sweat.
Welcome back, my friends. As I was saying before the break, all of those fine fellows, we all know who they were, who designed this economic Houdini escapade, understood how the system is supposed to work, and that's what Lewis McFadden was trying to tell us. How does the system work once we have conveyed all of our property into trusteeship with the United States? They understood how it works, or how it was supposed to work. They understood that every sovereign man and woman should be able to walk into any automobile dealer, any bakery, any department store, though I guess they didn't have automobile dealerships back then, and basically say, yes, I'll take that Mercedes, I'll take that Calvin Klein coat, and while I'm at it, give me a dozen cannolis. Excuse me. They knew it. They knew that's how the system had to work once they were holding all the property. So to disguise that fact, they resorted to legal fictions, constructs of law which are designed to elicit an outcome in law that would otherwise be impossible to attain. And of course, to disguise that change in the law. Those constructs of paper, which are, if you think about them, you'll see that they're nothing. They're pure wisps of nothingness. What is a corporation? It's a sheet of paper. You can function through one of those sheets of paper in 30 seconds. Go to the New York State Secretary of State website and fill in the corporate application, the incorporation paper. It's one page. It'll take you less than 5 minutes. Pay your sum, and boom, the corporation is born. I don't see anyone's mother going into labor for 25 hours to deliver that corporation either. It's a complete wisp of nothingness. And all of them are subdivisions of the United States Federal Corporation pursuant to 28 U.S.C. 3002. And those corporations and those banks, every one of those entities, exists solely for the purpose of blocking you from the use of your own credit. If you've already paid for the car and you need to borrow additional funds to pay for it a second time, and they charge you points and interest and make you apply and they qualify you like you're beholden to them, like you're a slave, who do you think is acting to guard your credit? Who do you think is using your credit? Well, the bank is. They built the big bank building. The corporation is. They built the big corporate headquarters. And they dole out the funds by way of employee wages to all those people who are working for them in the disguise of legal fictions. And then they're taking those wages and deducting them on their taxes. If you had $5 billion in revenues and $1 billion in payroll, that $1 billion comes off the top, as well as any additional charges for supporting that payroll, maybe the health benefits, the additional FICA and all of that. They are trading on your credit. They are saving money on the money that was paid to you for your labor in an exchange of labor for money. Anyway, folks, that music means we're done with the first hour. I don't know where it went. We're going to pick up this topic and apply it directly to BIC and the other topics I mentioned after a one-minute station identification. Please don't go away. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.